I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Israel voiced its opposition to Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad being allowed to speak at the United Nations General Assembly. Yesterday's speech follows what some call a rigged election, which brought with it massive protests. With two-thirds of Iran's population under the age of 30, Open Doors' Carl Mueller says,
when religious authorities impose from the top a religious orthodoxy, young people rebel. That rebellion is leading people to reject and see the true face of Islam and reject it and turn to Jesus Christ.
Next, Kids Alive International fears another outbreak of the H1N1 virus in the Dominican Republic. Vic Troutwine, the country's co-director, says they recently had to close one of the schools and quarantine students due to an outbreak of illness. Kids Alive cares for over 1,000 kids in the Dominican Republic. Along with the kids' physical health, Troutwine says,
discipleship is one of the main things we do. Kids come to us because of their needs, but we work on really on their spiritual needs more than anything.
And more than 75 years ago, Peter Danica Sr. came to the U.S. in search of work, but God found him instead, and the Slavic Gospel Association was born. This week, SGA's Joel Griffiths says they'll celebrate the great and mighty things that God has done in the former Soviet Union.
Obviously, there was a church even before communism fell, and people were being saved then, but just in the past 20 years since 1989, it's obvious that I think thousands, and if not millions, have come to saving faith, or at least, at the very least, have been exposed to the gospel and the seeds have been planted.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. John Piper says missions exist because worship doesn't. To help keep your mind on worship, Mission Network News is making available the Chris Tomlin CD, Hello Love, for a gift of any amount. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.